Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
All right, so this guy from the Jersey Shore, if you haven't seen the show, it's a bunch of kids from like New York that go on out to the Jersey coast and they party all summer long. And the storyline is very similar to probably most of you guys that used to do this when you were younger. You'd go to the shore and you just get drunk and you try to have sex all summer.
Well, and they're self-proclaimed Guidos and Guidettes, mm-hmm. too. So the Italian-American organizations around the country are really upset about this show. There's been a ton of advertisers that have pulled their ads from the show because, what do they call it, like ethnic bashing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because these people are such uber stereotypes of what like young Italian Americans are like from Jersey,
right.
but they are who they are, and they tan and they have lots of gel in their hair and they talk funny. And now there's like Guido Guidette like name generators online. What did Joanna say she was the other day? Producer Joanna was like
J-Wow or
J something. I don't know. Everybody is like all about this.
It's a really, really, really funny show. And even if you don't watch it, I think there's some entertainment value in listening to this guy. He calls himself The Situation. And this starts off with just a little sample of the show, just in case you haven't seen The Jersey Shore yet.
Girls love Guidos. I'm not even joking. I know girls that just go for that. I mean, you can hate on me all you want to, but what can you possibly say to somebody that looks like Rambo pretty much with his shirt off?
Hello.
Mike Sorrentino.
How are you?
Good. How are you today, man?
I'm doing great. I'm just having a loving life right now.
What percentages are you hitting at when you go into a club? If you go out there and you approach 10 women, how many of them are giving you a phone number?
Okay, before the show, percentages me going into a club were probably out of 10 women, and they're all hot. I would say, you know, I had a, you know, I'm being very real. I'd say a 70% chance of getting what I wanted. Now, nowadays, you know, it's out of 10 women, let's just say 20.
Really?
Really?
So it's helped. It hasn't hurt you in any way, shape, or form.
No way. I can't even go out in public without people mobbing me. But I've been next to some pretty hot chicks lately.
That's awesome. All right, Mike, I've got to know, how do you respond to all these sponsors who are calling your show ethnic bashing? Because like Dell, American Family Insurance, and Domino's have already pulled out of MTV because they don't like your show and the way you're representing Italian Americans.
I feel bad for those sponsors because it's one of the biggest rated shows out there right now. And, you know, that's okay. There's shows out there for every advertiser, which I'm starting to learn, you know, why they advertise on each show. So if they don't want to be a part of, you know, our show, that's fine. You know, there's other advertisers that are want to, you know, gladly fill in their place, you know, for, you know, our ratings and, you know, our future ratings, which I know people are probably signing up at the door for.
I know this is kind of a deep question, but do you feel somehow, some way that you're betraying your heritage? Because a lot of people have never been to Jersey, don't know anybody Italian, and you're the only connection they have with the Italian community.
Well, you know what? I mean, and now that nobody has ever pointed it out to me like that. I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm not representing anybody but myself, okay? I'm having fun. I'm a guy in my 20s. I'm single. And what you see out there is exactly, you know, what happens sometimes. Now, as per, you know, the style and the spiky hair and the six-packs and all, that just happens to be the style of some of us in the house.
And all of you.
Well,
all of you.
Can't point the finger at anybody, you know, whether you have spiky hair, six-pack, or blonde hair and sandals. I mean, you know, and whose hands are clean enough to point?
I'm going to have to chew on that one. It's a great show, man. And seriously, it feels like back in the day when I was going to Delaware and doing the beach house thing, it's the same thing, except you guys are doing it in Jersey. But things don't change. Uh-huh.
And I'm getting a lot of questions on where the name The Situation stems from.
The situation, the name came from, I was with a couple buddies, and we were at a beach club. You know, girls have bikinis, and, you know, guys have shorts. And at that particular time, I was trying to do underwear modeling. And, you know, year-round, I'm usually ripped, really ripped. And I just have really good genetics. And I was walking around, and some girl was holding her boyfriend's hand. And as she walked by me, she was like, "Oh, my God, honey, look at his ass." I mean, if you're holding your boyfriend's hand, out of respect for him, you just don't do that. And my buddies that were with me were like, "Dude, that's a situation right there," just jokingly saying. And then I looked down, and I was like, "Yeah, that is a situation." And it kind of...
That's awesome.
Are you definitely the best-looking cast member, would you say?
I would have to say that overall, I think I might be the best looking cast member. I'm very real, and you know, I think that, you know, I do. Some of the other castmates are good looking, but you know, you gotta believe in yourself.
Gotta wrap it, guys.
Well, I feel the same way about this cast.
Hey.
Hey. Situation. Hey. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Good luck with the show, dude.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care.
If I walked in the door and seen myself, I'd probably grab my girl real quick.
The Burt Show.